The city of Providence is considering making reparations for historical racial injustices. Providence Mayor Jorge Eloisa signed an executive order yesterday to examine the feasibility of reparations for residents of African and indigenous heritage. The mayor joins us to talk more about this. Good morning. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah. Great to be on here with you.
So reparations have been talked about for decades and even debated by the Democratic presidential candidates this election season. What made you want to pursue this issue in Providence and why right now?
You know, first of all, it is somewhat shocking. Maybe it shouldn't be, but it is shocking that very, very few cities, if any, have gone through this process up to this point. And so as we're looking at the moment that we're living through right now, we wanted to make sure that we don't let this moment pass. You know, after the killing of George Floyd and so much political and social unrest, we want to make sure that we make something out of this moment. And I've been engaged with a group of African-American leaders for the past several months, and I brought this idea to them, and everyone was in agreement that it's the right thing to do, and it's the right time to do it. And the reason why I think it's the right thing to do is because our Black community has endured decades and generations and centuries of mistreatment. And we need to reconcile our ideals of who we believe we are and want to be as a society with the actual treatment of Black Americans. And they just don't match.
Do you have any ideas yet of what sort of a specific form reparations could take and how this city might determine that?
We're open-minded about that. There are legitimate questions about what shape, what scale, and who's eligible. And those are all legitimate questions, but they're questions for another day as well. We're committed to this process, which first is going to document the history of Providence through the lens of our Black community, and then use that research that we put together to bring the community together in a community healing process, which we call our reconciliation phase. And, you know, once we reach that point, I really believe that there's this fundamental goodness in people. And when you match the kind of community that we see ourselves as with the actual treatment of Black leaders in our Black community, that mismatch is going to cause many people want to be part of a solution, which will then bring us to the reparations phase. And I'm open to what kind of recommendations the eventual committee will come up with. Is it community-wide investments? Is it direct investments in individuals? We don't know what that committee is going to come up with, but what we are sure of is that it's the right thing to go through this process, and we have to keep an open mind about what kind of investments and what kind of reparations the community wants to see.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, because this has been an issue in Boston as well, and a proposed Truth and Reconciliation and Justice Commission is what the proponents are calling it, has been proposed for Boston as well. And do you think that that would also involve holding people accountable for some of these injustices? There's a lot of talk about whether there will be subpoena powers and whether there could be criminal investigations. Do you foresee something like that happening in Providence?
So I don't know. You know, I'm open-minded to where this will go. In all truth, that's not the spirit that we've been pursuing up until this point. But mm-hmm. we have to see what gets uncovered. If during this truth phase there is, there are discoveries that are made where laws were broken, then certainly, those will be pursued in the appropriate forums. But what we want to do is first, dive into that history and tell the story through the lens of our Black community, learn from that, and then use that to bring folks together. And then as we work through this process, not just leave it there hanging that there's an injustice that's been done, but then move on to righting that wrong. What do we do about it? And that's how we complete the circle.
Now, some opponents say reparations are not financially feasible, and that today's taxpayers shouldn't be paying for wrongs committed decades ago. What do you say to that?
I know that at the municipal level, there's no way that we can make good on all of the injustices. This has to happen at every level, at the state, at the federal, and from private institutions. But there's a lot of value to showing leadership at the local level to taking the initial steps. And then also, you just never know what the future holds. Even if we can't fully make good on the reparations that are required immediately, you know, there are decisions that will be made in the years to come. And if we've gone through this process and the recommendations have been accepted by the community, well, we know that over the years, we do have to make good on this as financial or other opportunities present themselves.
Okay. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Jorge Elorza, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Deborah.